RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
All right, welcome back in as The Drive is live. Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
To everybody out there.
To everybody out there as we're getting closer
Come on.
To the end of 2025. We are so appreciative of you joining us here on The Drive. Whether you're working, you're at home, you're doing whatever you're doing, we appreciate you jumping on with us. You can hit us up on the text line, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can hit us up as always. And I want to go here, and I want you to think about this before I play this from the head coach, DeMeco Ryans. But do you view the Texans as a clutch team? And by that I mean, obviously, they've won eight in a row, seven of the eight, with the exception of the Cardinal game. They've been tight in the fourth quarter, and you've needed a play to be made. You've needed to do something to preserve the win, and they've been able to do it in the seven tight games they've played in. But when you're watching them, are you feeling towards the end of these games now, they're going to pull this out? They're going to figure out a way. Here was DeMeco talking about clutch moments, clutch guys, and maybe the Texans having a little bit of that clutch magic on this team.
Clutch moments. They're stepping up in the clutch moments, and they're making the plays that we need to close games out. I mean, we did it last week versus the Raiders.
Right.
Throw the pass up to Nico, right? Again, in this situation where everybody's thinking you got to run the ball, run the clock out, run. It's like, man, if they're gonna sell out like this on a run, then let's throw the ball, make sure we're throwing it to our best player, make sure we throw the ball to Nico because we know how he performs in those clutch moments. Yep. You know you can count on the guy. And that's what he did. He showed up, got a huge first down for us. And then we're at that moment. It's like, hey, now let's pound the rock.
Right.
Like, let's continue to press forward. Woody did a great job. And as a coach in those moments, the one thing you're worried about, and they're probably tired of me on the headset, is yelling, make sure we protect the ball.
Yep.
Secure the ball. Secure. Okay, I got it. I'm going to tell him. It's like, just make sure. Because that's the one thing I'm worried about most. But what he did is done a great job protecting the ball, you know, all year. O-line did a great job blocking, and we finished it. I said, hey, we need 2 yards.
All right. He talked about clutch players, clutch moments, and they have been able to come through. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Do you view the Texans as a clutch team when it's coming towards the end of the game? Do you have the confidence and feel like they're going to find a way to get it done?
Yeah, I do, Ron. I think in clutch moments, call it that. I refer to it as closeout moments. I mean, in closeout moments, you can't deny this team has been good. Defensively, they're tremendous. There's been a couple of quarterbacks slip through the cracks and get into field goal range on some scrambles early, but for the most part, I trust this defense as much as any defense in football to close out. And then when you look at what the offense has been able to do, man, we've talked about it a ton. Woody Marks has been really in the O-line. Has been really, really good in 4-minute situations. And, you know, when he makes a good point of, like, when a game's on the line, they find a way to get the ball to Nico, and whether he's drawing a pass interference or he's getting a big catch, it's helping him win a game and helping him close out a game. So I got a lot of concerns between, you know, the opening kickoff and the last 5 minutes of the game, but they have been tremendous in the last five.
You felt like so – Because a couple of people are texting in. Ocho, our guy, who's one of our loyal listeners. Ron, it's weird because I've seen the Texans' defense give up big plays on third and long late in games, but ironically, I've seen the offense run out the clock late in games. I don't know how I feel, to answer your question. Someone else texted in, players make clutch plays. Usually it's the amazing Texans defense being clutch. Before the show, me and Tyler were talking about this, and I was saying, at the end of that Chargers game, the Chargers score to make it, it should have been 20-17, but it was 20-16 because they missed the extra point. And it's like 6:30 left. And I said to Tyler, did you feel good? Were you thinking like, all right, they're gonna find a way to take this home? Because they've been doing it. They've been doing it 7 out of the last 8 games. And Tyler said, no.
Hell nah.
No, I'm not there yet.
Didn't feel comfortable in the least bit.
See, I'm with you, Clint. Something's going to happen. They're going to find a way.
The interesting thing is, like, my confidence in those situations still has a lot to do with the defense.
Yeah.
Like the offense has been really good lately in closeout moments, right? And we can't deny that. But there's also a component here of if they don't go get 2 or 3 first downs and put a knee in it, if they can at least punt the ball down and create a 70, 80-yard drive situation against our defense, especially if you're up 4, it's likely that's not going to happen. So that's part of the confidence that I have in closeout situations is, hey, if the offense can't close it out, then the defense will. And so I feel pretty confident about that part of you have a lead, and can you close out in the last 5 minutes? I feel pretty confident in that scenario.
Look, fellas, this is one of the big things that I came out of that game with. And I'm going to always be honest with the audience. Sometimes you don't want to hear it. Sometimes you do, whatever. I do feel like, especially with us, for the most people, at least respect that we're going to be honest with you. I am done trying to make sense of this team. I've thrown it in the towel, Clint. I am done.
Hold on, show.
Almost in a way of looking at this logically, because I've watched and covered football. I've covered football for 15 years, anywhere from really bad teams to really good teams. I've watched this team this is the sixth season. Like, I'm going to be honest. There is nothing as a whole about this team that I've watched over the years and thought, right, that team's going to win 3 in a row. What I watch has generally not been sustainable. But damn it, it doesn't matter with this team. Yeah. Something's going to happen. That's what I'm sitting there thinking. Me and my mom are sitting there watching. And I'm like, she goes, here, mother, the Chargers are coming. I said, yeah, something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. Now, this something may be because of the Texans have done something to make a play. It may be something that the other team has done to shoot themselves in the foot or something, but something's going to happen. I don't know what happened to Cameron Dicker. I don't know.
Yep.
He was going to be the Pro Bowl. He's a Pro Bowler and probably going to be the All-Pro. Had never missed a kick inside of 40 yards in his career. 52 for 52. He missed 2.
I mean, right now, he's the best in history. He's the most accurate kicker in history.
He missed 2.
Extra 2. Point in the field goal.
They lost by 4. Yep. He missed 2. I don't know what happened to J.K. Scott, their punter. I don't know. He polished off a 22-yard punt. I don't know. I'm sitting there watching that second half. I'm like, well, this feels like the Texans are going to need some help to score. And by God, here comes J.K. Scott. With 2 punts below 30 yards.
Shanks.
To get out of bounds to get them. It doesn't matter. There may be a call that goes their way. The Colts game, right? That whole sequence where the delay of game, like something is going to happen. Andy Reid lost his mind. Something is going to happen. 3rd and 20 from your own 5 against the Raiders.
Bundle of Ruski Doo.
A penalty. Right? Like the corner loses his mind and just grabs Nico. Something's going to happen. And like, that's what it feels like with this team right now. I'm not kidding you. There is nothing about a team. They routinely, Clint, they'll go and just have like 5, 5-6-3 an ounce. Yeah. They'll just go a quarter and a half without doing anything, and it does not matter with this team. I don't know if they got destiny. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But they've got something where it's just like, and I think they all believe it. Something's going to happen.
Yeah, something good's going to happen.
Something good's going to happen. I don't know what happened to Gadsden's hands on the goal line. But like, something's going to happen, and they are rolling with it. Like, I was listening in the post-game show, and D'Amico kicked off his press conference saying the light is shining on the Texans. A lot of that has to do because our following and faith in God. I'm thinking to myself, hell, you might be onto something. Like, yeah. I don't know, but there is something about
this. I guess he ain't taking care of the team that lost over, is he?
I don't know, man. Maybe onto something. I don't know. I'm sure the Chargers got some guys that are following, but I'm sure they didn't mean it that way, but it is just crazy to me in all of these games that something just occurs, and I'm done fighting with it. I am done. They had 81 yards in the second half against the Chargers.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't 36 yards against the Bills. Doesn't matter. They're finding a way.
Yeah. When you're led by a defense that is as strong and as stout as ours is, man, you're gonna be living right more times than not. That's for damn sure. So, the interesting thing about this game is how they survived the turnovers.
Yes. Again, they're overcame that. It doesn't matter. Text line coming in. God is a Texas fan. Maybe. I think I'm hoping God's a fan of all of the teams, but. But something's happening. Someone texted. Here we go again, Ron. Making solid wins sound like close victories and near losses. They were. They all were. Seven of the last eight, which I think, by the way, I think it is a skill. Like, and I'm not saying that this is luck. As I said, something happens. Right. Sometimes it's the Texans making a play. Sometimes it is the other team, the Texans playing a certain fashion and allowing the other team to make a mistake. Right. Or sometimes there is fortune. But it is a skill to win these close games. And there is something where I totally believe on that sideline when it gets to the fourth quarter, I think they all believe it's ours.
God bless, brother.
Something's going to happen. Aziz will make a play. Will make a play. Something's going to happen. And I'm with it. Someone texted in and said, I'm not sure if this team is clutch, but they at least believe in themselves and don't make a lot of mistakes. And that, I think that's a part of being clutch. Not making mistakes.
This goes back to the team that Nick Caserio and D'Amico have put together. I do believe that when you get a team that's more accountable to each other, they prepare different. They are absolutely elite and one of the best teams in the league when it comes to preparing, being one, being accountable to each other, loving each other and loving the game. And it's crazy how they've found so many dudes that are cut from that same cloth, and those dudes can play ball the way they can play ball. And I think that pays off. In those moments, they are very, very comfortable in a one score game, and very, very comfortable on both sides of the ball, as we've seen of late. That they're gonna, if they've got a lead late, they're gonna win it. Now, I don't know if you got to get outside your skin and you got to go win it. You're down a little bit.
They haven't really had to do much of that. I think what's the Raiders game is, well, the Jacksonville game, obviously. It seemed to start there.
Yeah,
it seemed to start there where everything had to go right, and they had to make every play. Right, I didn't have it drawn up that Davis Mills was going to go bang out a 20-yard run to finish that
turn
thing
the tide,
off,
baby.
To finish that thing off, but no, someone texted in, and I think this is where Tyler was. I'm always scared that the quote same old Texans will show up and blow it.
The Texans fan PTSD is definitely a factor here, I must say.
Yes, man.
I want to get past it. I do. It's just not easy.
Talking about your sales the way you talk about the Jags.
Hold on now.
You're just saying the old Texans will blow it. The Jags are going to jag.
At least they're wearing like battle red, not baby puke turquoise or whatever that is.
No one's arguing the color combination.
It's all of it in Jacksonville and Duval County, man.
Nobody is.
Just a joke of a franchise.
Yeah, man. Shout out to the Texans, but I've thrown in the towel trying to bring logic with this team, man. They're gonna find a way. I honest to God, I think I'll be shocked. I think they're gonna play tight games in the fourth quarter, and I will be more surprised.
It's
the damnedest thing. You could just wait for it.
Yeah.
Wait for it. Something's going to happen. Bam. Here we go.
It's like what I told you before the show during this, and it's a badass winning streak, and I love it as a Texans fan, loving every second of the 8 straight wins for the Texans. But I don't think there's really been, I mean, maybe one moment in one of these games, but there hasn't been many moments where I've sat back at any point in the second half and been like, all right, that's a dub. Let's go. No, I don't know
if I've done that, but I've sat back and thought they're gonna figure something out.
Yeah,
they're gonna figure something out. Like a third down, like that pivotal play, third down. I'm thinking, I don't know if they're gonna protect him. I don't know. Something will happen. They'll find a way to make this happen.
Are we gonna get your flowers?
And it happened.
Yeah,
but. No, man. It is a powerful thing, especially in a league right now where a lot of parity and everything is tight. To have that kind of belief, like I think Denver has this too, to have that type of belief that at the end of the game in the fourth quarter, no matter what happens, like something is going to happen to allow us to get in the winner's circle.
Well, I think it's probably a bunch of them. And it's, the crazy thing is in the past, the teams we're usually talking about this time of year, they have that belief because they've got just
their quarterback.
Their quarterback is just one of the best of them to do it. And right now, it's more about the team because I think New England probably has a certain level of confidence in that situation as well. So, obviously, Philly has that. And I know it wasn't on display last night, but the Rams have that. So, it's good to be built the way the Texans are right now. They got confidence, you know, and coached extremely well, and they got confidence in each other and solid group.
Yep, something's going to happen. All right, coming up, a little real or fake. I make a statement. You let me know if it's real or fake. We'll discuss and have fun with that coming up.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive as we continue rolling here. A little Tuesday magic, a little real or fake. I say a statement. You can join in with us by letting us know if you think it's real or fake. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in on this. We do it every Tuesday, real or fake. Let me start with you, Tyler. Matthew Stafford lost the MVP last night. Stafford lost the MVP last night as the Rams lost to the Falcons last night. As they
were trying to believe.
Trying to stay alive there. Now they can fool around. They have to go to Philly or Chicago. But Matthew Stafford lost the MVP last night. Real or fake?
Yeah, I really like Matt Stafford, but that's real. I think he was already kind of flirting with that. Just the run the Rams have been on the last several games. They haven't been winning a lot, been losing in some crazy ways. And then last night you see him diving down the sideline, trying to make a tackle on a pick six. And they lose to the Dirty Birds, the Atlanta Falcons. I think he absolutely lost his grasp on the MVP.
Real or fake, Clint? Matthew Stafford lost the MVP last
night. I think it's fake. I think he ends up winning the MVP. Now, maybe a little tighter race right now than it was before, but I think he ends up winning the MVP.
Yeah, girl.
Ooh. Ron's thinking hard on this one. Matty Ice.
I think it should be fake. But I don't. Like, if I look at it, I think Matthew Stafford has had the better year and been more valuable than Drake May. It seems like that's who it's up to. Drake May and Matt Stafford. And I think Drake May has been really, really good. Matthew Stafford has played a much more difficult schedule. Their division alone is why. I mean, what do they have the same record? I know the Rams 2 weeks ago before the crazy loss where he almost threw for 500 yards in overtime against the Seahawks. They walked into that game with the best record in football. But they've got to have around the same record.
Patriots are 13-3. Rams are 11-5.
Okay, well, they had the same record until they
the last 2 weeks have hurt.
Yeah, they've hurt them, and they're going to drop obviously in the standings. But I don't know, man. 11 wins. They're only dropping that way because their division is so good. Hell, somebody else is going to be a 12 or 13 game winner. That's going to have to go on the road to start off that thing. So I think it should be fake, but I think it might be real. And I thought it was sealed when he won against – or the game he played against Seattle. But I don't know. I guess, like, it seems to be almost like college football used to be when you lose. Because to me, Drake May, when he lost to Buffalo and lost to Josh Allen, somebody else – that was competing for the MVP at home, I thought that might have done him in. But because he went off against the Jets last week, I guess he's in better shape. But I think it should be fake, but I think it might be real. All right. Clint, Ole Miss is the only team that you'd be surprised to win a national championship. Ole Miss is the only team you'd be surprised left in the college football playoff to win a championship.
I think that's real for me.
Yeah.
I think that's the one team right now. Just rattle them off. You got Ohio State,
Miami, Indiana, yeah. Alabama.
No, I'd be shocked if Miami wins one.
You would?
I don't think defense is going to get you there, and I just don't think old buddy a quarterback right there. I've never have believed in that dude.
It's because he's ugly, huh?
He does got that deep, that old sunken eyes, the more dark rings in his eyes, which I shouldn't be one to talk about rings and bags, but
he's been through a lot.
Yeah, he's been through a lot. Yeah, that's right.
A lot of money, dating
the Cavender twin and G Wagons and Ferraris. Been
yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
He had a rough life, hadn't he?
Yeah.
I got a sneaky suspicion he was probably raised up with a silver spoon in his mouth too. Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'd put Miami on that list too. So I think your point is fake.
See, I'll say real. I'll say real. I can see Miami win. I could see Miami winning because I can see Miami beating Ohio State, right? And I think there's an argument they may be the best team in the field. I could make a case. Indiana, Alabama, none of those teams surprise me. Ole Miss right now would be the only team.
I love the question, but I can't go.
It's just Miami. You could still everybody else. You could see. I could see a path for everybody else. To me, it's just like if Ole Miss beat Georgia, I will be absolutely.
Yep.
And then win, you know, several more games. I think their coach means that much to them when they go against teams like that. So for you, Tyler, Ole Miss. I know this is maybe a little tough for you. Ole Miss is the only team that would surprise you if they won a national championship.
Nah, Miami could go all the way, dude.
That's right, man.
Miami's really good.
Would that make you feel better?
No, I'm kidding.
Would that make you feel better if Miami won?
I don't know if Tyler's listening or not.
Yeah, I was listening. I'm kidding. I think that's real. I think Ole Miss is the only squad left that would raise some eyebrows on my end, at least, if they were hoisting a trophy for sure.
Back to you, Tyler. Real or fake, I'd rather play the Steelers in the wild card round rather than the Ravens.
Oh, I'm going to say real. And I say that with the foundation of just the Ravens haunting so many dreams for Houston Texans fans in recent years, especially in the playoffs. I think I go real there. I'd rather chance against Mike Tomlin and old-ass Aaron Rodgers than have the Ravens break my heart again.
Clint, for you, I'd rather play the Steelers in the wild card round. Both would be on the road, right? That is the likely scenario. In Pittsburgh, that's real for you?
Yeah, look, I'm an Aaron Rodgers guy. I think Aaron would handle our defense better than young quarterbacks. And so that part of it, the old veteran that's seen it before, I think that scares me a bit. What he does with Gainwell scares me a bit. But being DK Metcalf is really the show. And with our defense and with Derek Stingley Jr. and the way we can rush the passer and the way Aaron doesn't move as well as he used to, I just think, you know, Pittsburgh is ripe for the taking. I agree with the callers yesterday. Baltimore doesn't scare me, but there's just something about Lamar. I think of everybody in the league, maybe Josh Allen, but of everybody in the league not named Josh Allen, Lamar's the one that I believe could go out there and look like the best team in football for a Sunday. I don't think they can do it four straight games. But it wouldn't shock me at all if they get in, if Lamar went out there and lit up a playoff game. So yeah, I'd go with real right there. I'd rather play the Steelers.
This is harder for me because I think the Steelers, if they're healthy, they're close to it. I think the Steelers defense could really give them problems, right? If T.J. Watt, Highsmith, they can mess the bed, but I just both of the defenses aren't great. The Steelers have been playing better. We watched them hold the Lions down for most of that game, but if T.J. without T.J. Watt, but T.J. Watt, Highsmith, the pressure that they have potentially to bring, Cam Hayward's played a lot better this year. That is, I feel like especially with a compromise. Lamar Jackson, right? With his, let's get it right today, guys, with his back. I don't think this is the same Lamar Jackson.
He's not right.
With his back. I don't think this is the same Lamar Jackson. And I think this is a Lamar Jackson that Henry Toa Toa could get his hands on. I think I know you don't want to find out. I know you feel better about Aaron, but I don't know. I think Derrick Henry is probably the piece that makes you lean towards that because he can make everything easier for everybody else. But I definitely think Pittsburgh's defense would probably give the Texans more of a problem because of their ability to rush the passer if T.J. Watt's there. So
if we didn't have a history
with the Ravens,
I would probably go with the Ravens, Pittsburgh,
my man last week? I know they beat the Packers, but who's the backup there? The kid from Liberty.
Malik Willis.
Malik Willis, you go look at his numbers. He went off against Baltimore. They had some problems, but he went off against Baltimore. I don't know. All right. That is the latest here. A little real or fake. We do this each and every Tuesday. Jump in with us. All right. I'm going to have to eat some crow. A little bit of crow. I still don't think I'm completely wrong on this, but something a texter had to say in a conversation we had last week or a couple of weeks ago. They look really, really good now. We'll discuss that. And because these bowl games are jumping up, you got a little T-Mills Best Bets coming a little bit earlier. A little T-Mills Best Bets to make sure you have ample time to get that money with the time of these games. We'll do that coming up next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
The Showman.
Live from the Mokarum Injury Lawyer Studios.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line coming through, Tyler. False. I want the best of the best. Give me all the smoke.
That's just not logical.
What are they referring to?
Steelers Ravens.
Okay.
You want the best.
I mean, whoever we get, don't get me wrong. I want to go out there and beat them, and I want to expect for the Texans to beat them. But
yeah, I'm not quite sure who the best of the best is.
Yeah, this is a weird year.
If you look at those two teams, like the reason why Pittsburgh's in the driver's seat is because they beat that healthy Lamar Jackson team on the road in Baltimore.
But the reason they didn't seal it last week is because they lost to Cleveland with no DK Metcalf.
Yes. Cleveland. Go check out some of Cleveland's wins. I know they got a Packers win in there somewhere. They got some weird wins. All right, we'll get to T-Mill's best bets coming up here in just a bit as he broke even on Monday. So he'll get a chance to make some money. There's some earlier starts. So that's why we're doing it earlier. We'll get to that in just a bit. Fellas, you remember that exercise we played a couple of weeks back where I posed, is C.J. Stroud still the most important, the piece? The one guy you're like, boy, that's the one guy you can't lose. You don't want to lose, yeah. The one guy. Because we felt like it's gotten tighter from us doing that kind of a thought exercise the previous couple of years. And the two names we started to see a lot come through, Clint, were Will Anderson Jr. and Nico Collins.
Mm-hmm.
And we both said we still think it is C.J. Stroud because the quarterback is and the importance of the quarterback. But I will say, those of you, and I'm sure many of you on the text line or YouTube and Twitch will let me know here soon.
Said, oh, damn. So,
those of you who were rolling with Nico Collins, I'm going to say, Clint, for the past 2 weeks, even though his numbers would not scream it to you, but the past 2 weeks, Clint, I would say those people look really good right now.
Nico has got him on fire, baby.
Because even though over the last 2 weeks against the Raiders and this road game against the Chargers, he combined for 7 catches, 116 yards on 13 targets. That's just a small part of the story, right? The fourth quarter against the Raiders 2 weeks ago, not only did he make the big game-sealing catch where he just went and got the ball over two people, the Raiders covered him, he went and did that, but he drew two PI calls late in that game.
Yep.
that won the game. It wasn't really anything anybody else did. He drew those plays and won the game. And then I think, and you watch the film today, and I'm sure you'll talk about it here coming up at the four, but I think you could also say he was a vital part to the first two touchdowns that were thrown. Like, it, where he was aligned and the attention that he grabbed from the Chargers was a big reason that, what do you say? I mean, hell, throwing an ocean. I mean, these were throwing multiple oceans.
There wasn't nobody on the screen with Higgins.
No. And I think a big part of that was because Nico Collins.
No. You're 100%
right. Right. And these are him not, like, when I tell you 2 games, 7 catches, 116 yards, like, one, again, I would, we don't have to go down this rabbit hole. I'd like to see him catch more than 4 balls. In a game, I'd like to see him get more than 4 targets than he got in the last game. Caught 3 balls on 4 targets in the last game. That's not what I'm getting to. But you can see the importance. Again, fourth quarter, D'Amico brought it up. They wanted to get a throw on second down to get a first down. Bam, they get him for 19. That helps them hold on to the ball. Nico Collins is hugely valuable, and now we're starting to see them use him to get other people wide open. So I still think it's the quarterback, but those of you, I gotta give you a little bit of credit, because Nico Collins, you could say, was the biggest figure on the offense in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, look, it's definitely a conversation. I've got to go with CJ Stroud, because what I saw CJ Stroud do against Kansas City, I believe you're gonna have to have your quarterback do that in order to win in the playoffs. I think you're gonna have to have that more than once. And I don't think you win more than one game without it. So the truth is that you know, CJ having that element to his game, I believe makes him more valuable. Now the other side of that coin is, and I think the film this week showed it, is I think there's also a floor to CJ where the communication isn't what it needs to be. There's, you know, not making plays right, not getting guys lined up in the right spot, not being that coach on the field that can do that at this point in time in this offense. I think that's a lower floor. So there is definitely a conversation here. And we've seen Davis Mills, as you mentioned, as you outlined, have tremendous success with Nico Collins. So I think it is a conversation. I would still go with CJ, but yeah, them Nico folks look real good right now.
No, yeah, his effect without having huge numbers is crazy, right? Like you talk about, they flat jumped to take him away to allow wide open receivers to run down the field, and those penalties, I think they're in real trouble against the Raiders if he's not able to draw some of those penalties and finish off the game. So Nico Collins, the people in the Nico Collins camp, he is moving up the charts. He's closing that gap down with CJ.
Isn't that the wildest thing? And I know this is the proverbial dead horse that we beat, but it's, isn't that crazy that D'Amico literally, like, alludes to consistently about getting Nico the ball and how big he is in big moments, and then, like you said, you go a game where your offense, other than the first couple of throws that were deep, I mean, my man had 4 targets.
3 catches.
I mean, is that crazy to y'all as it is to me? Because I feel like I'm the crazy one half the time. I'm like, I mean, he is now, he's still viewed as one of the best in the game. He still gets the love and the respect. So I guess it really doesn't matter. But I mean, he really is a wide receiver that could be used in a Jamar Chase role. I don't think he's as loose and as a big play guy as Jamar Chase.
His volume could be a lot more.
Yeah. Well, I just think that he's a guy that could move around.
How many targets did Chase get in that one game this year?
Oh, hell, I mean, he had double digits by halftime.
It's like 17 or 18 or something crazy like that.
46.
I'd kill for half that.
Yeah, but Tyler, the interesting thing, too, and you know this, but the interesting thing is, like, as you're watching it, it's blatantly obvious to everybody in the room who they're trying to get the ball to. Like, they're moving him all over the place, and like, we've never – Bobby Slowick did it once or twice last year when all the other receivers were hurt. And it's just when your head coach –
Bobby did it more, yeah.
When your head coach is so vocal about got to get the ball to our best player. Got, you know, he's unbelievably clutch. Big moments. It's our guy. And then you go, like, you would think the follow-up would be, well, then how does your offense let him disappear for two quarters in a game where, like, you got Herbert over there. You need scores. You need some first downs. You need to move. You need to flip the field kind of deal. Like, how does that happen so often?
No, it's wild, boy, to see them be able to finally use him and at least use him in a way to get points.
Yeah.
With other guys. All right, T-Mill's best bets. As we said, we're gonna go a little earlier to Tyler because some time.
You have room for
on
me?
These games.
You
yeah.
have
I
room
do.
For me. Okay. So what you got?
What you got today? Some bowl games. Hopefully you don't have anything on this Independence Bowl.
Yeah, I do not. I didn't bet on the Independence Bowl, but I do have two of the three best bets today are in the Music City Bowl. That's going to kick off at about 4:30. That is why we're doing this early today. Those two bets for you. That's going to be the Tennessee Volunteers and the Illinois. I never say it right.
Illini.
Dude, it's like something I've practiced.
Fighting Illini, baby.
Illini.
There you go.
It doesn't want to work in my. I'm not gonna say what I was.
You could have just stayed with Illinois, but I really love you. You taking that on?
I've practiced it, man. It gives me trouble.
Who is it again?
Tennessee and Illinois are facing off at 4:30 in the Music City Bowl. First bet is the under in that game, and it is a big number. They got the total at 62. I am on under 62 between the Vols and Illinois. Next bet for you, the Vols -3. Sorry, Clint, but I'm taking Tennessee minus the points. And then your last bet, only three today. Not a whole lot going on in the old sports world. But we got another bowl game tonight, and it's the Valero Alamo Bowl. TCU, the Horned Frogs, taking on number 16, USC. And I got the home state squad, TCU. I got +6 in that game against the Trojans this evening. Those are your three best bets.
+6. I like that with TCU. I wonder how much USC is into it and how many guys they're going to bring to the table. That Illinois Tennessee. You know what? I just hate bowl season, man. They're
ruining it.
I hate this because I'm operating in my mind that these are the teams that we watch play this season, but in my mind I'm wondering, well, how many guys they got sitting out.
Exactly. That is Illinois has a crap ton.
Because the regular season, Illinois was a pretty good that would be a pretty good game. But now I don't even know who's playing. So I don't even know if this is the
Tennessee will roll them, boys. I like -3. Tennessee -3. T, put me on that.
Thanks, Benjamin bro. Incoming.
They are in Nashville.
Yep. Yep, okay. Nashville, a lot of involves. That damn town will be neon orange. And, I don't.
If they don't get good attendance for that one.
Oh, they'll get some good attendance for sometimes that music, Nashville for the new year?
Sometimes that Music City. I'm just saying, sometimes I've seen that Music City.
Hillbillies going to come out to holler. Boy, they're going to be all
now,
in
Tennessee's
Nashville,
there, but I've seen it look a little sparse at times.
Lucky for you, Dirty Red, the line has dropped. -2.5.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. That means I'm on the wrong side. Or does that mean I'm on the right side? That means I'm on the right side.
I know what you're on the right side of.
When you're with the side of the best earth. Bets, it's the right side.
The dirt.
The right side of 4 o'clock. What you got coming up?
I tell you what, 48, y'all, I'm off to a rough start, boys. I'll catch you up on what went down yesterday. And then tape drop Tuesday. Tape drop Tuesday happened. And be honest with you, man, I ain't real happy with what I saw. I know it was a win, but I ain't real happy with what I saw. So. All you sensitive sumbucks, y'all move on. Y'all go on somewhere else. And if you want to hear the truth, that's coming next right here on Dirty's Daily.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.